Yes, we are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. John Wall doesn't need no introduction. It's an insider's look at the NBA and culture surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick of the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you thought on the future of TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album win album of the year? Will Biden's approval rating go up? Will it go down? Or inflation? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. You're smart. You know things. Bet on it. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/stereo. Spelled K-A-L-S-H-I and deposit $50. Kalshi.com/stereo. Get in the game. There is no guarantee of performance. An investor could lose their entire investment. Investment fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
This is Michael Rappaport, and you are now listening to the I Am Rappaport podcast. This is the When the Garden Was Motherfucking Eden recap. So I was fortunate enough to have a documentary that I directed for the ESPN series 30 for 30, the 30 for 30 series, the award-winning 30 for 30 series. And my film, When the Garden Was Eden, about the 1970-1973 New York Knicks, had its world premiere last night on ESPN. And it's just been an incredible experience. The feedback's been incredible. The response has been incredible. There's the Twitter, the reviews, and it's just been great. I can't even tell you how excited I am to have done it, and the support that I've had from ESPN and just the feedback from the people, man. Because, you know, documentaries, I don't know if anybody saw the first documentary I did, Beats, Rhymes, and Life, about Tribe Called Quest. Beats, Rhymes, and Life, The Travels of a Tribe Called Quest. One of the longest titles in film history, but Tribe Called Quest's first album was very long. People's Instinctive Travels and the Paths of Rhythm. I'm surprised I could say that in one sentence. But they're very hard. Documentaries are very, very hard. So, you know, I made the movie essentially because I'm a fan of the New York Knicks, and I'm from New York, and I've always loved the Knicks. And you know, the Knicks, if you don't know sports so well, they've come close, but no cigar, all right? Since 1973, the New York Knicks have not won a championship since 1973. And the great Phil Jackson, Willis Reed, Walt Frazier, Earl Monroe, Jerry Lucas, Dave DeBuscher, Bill Bradley, the list goes on and on. Dick Barnett, Hawthorne, Nathaniel Wingo. Take that little snort out. Ah, fuck it. Keep the snort in. Let me tell you guys something. I snort. I have a lot of bodily shit that I do that is weird, disturbing, and most likely very frustrating and annoying and just disgusting to probably be around. You know, everyone says it. My girlfriend, past girlfriends, wives, ex-wives, my mom, my dad, my kids are even at the point where they're like, you're disgusting. And I'm like, you know what? I'm just snorting. Fucking calm yourself down. All right? It ain't that big of a deal. I'm just snorting. It's not like I took a shit in the middle of the street. You know, I snorted and I spit. Whoop-de-damn-do. Okay? So everybody just chill out with that. The judgment. But anyway, so When the Garden Was Eden premiered on ESPN last night, and like I said, the feedback has just been great. You know, there's been a lot of talk. We were actually trending on Facebook ahead of Ebola. When the Garden Was Eden was trending on motherfucking Facebook ahead of Ebola because of this one specific scene in 1966. The captain, Willis Reed, of the New York Knicks, got into a fight with the entire Los Angeles Laker team and beat the motherfucking shit out of the whole team. And I had heard about this story, and it's been talked about. And basically what happens is there's a skirmish under the basket, you know, just like a basketball kind of tie-up. And it turned into a little pushing, and the next thing you know, Willis Reed went apeshit. And it was like a fucking John Wayne movie. He's throwing bodies off him. I think he broke a nose. He cut some other guy. Got like 9 stitches. He broke a jaw. This is all in the matter of like a minute. And we got the footage. The footage has existed, but it was sort of buried and kept quiet by the NBA. I don't know why. I'm probably forgotten about. But they definitely knew of it. And the closest thing I could compare it to, if you have not seen When the Garden Was Eden, it's very easy to find. You don't look up When the Garden Was Eden. You look up 30 for 30s on ESPN, and you could DVR it. It'll be on Netflix soon. And that's the information, okay, folks? That's the information, because I get a lot of people. It's on TV. Like, when people say, where can I find it? Yo, I want to. Listen, I'm not a fucking DirecTV guide, all right? I'm just a guy here trying to fucking, you know, make it through the day. So don't be hitting me up on Twitter. Yo, where can I find this? Google that shit. Just Google it. Fucking Google it. Don't come to me with all that. So anyway, so this footage of Willis Reed beating up the Los Angeles Lakers, I begged and pleaded and threatened to come into the NBA offices wearing knee pads, and I was ready to do what I needed to do to get this footage because we found out it existed. And David Stern, the now former commissioner of the NBA, and Adam Silver, the now commissioner of the NBA, I begged him and begged him and begged him. And then I threatened. I said, I'll come in there and suck you off. And I think that's what pushed it over the top. I'm kidding. Wouldn't do that. Both of them are too old for me to be doing that. Anyway, I'm just playing. But they granted us the footage for the first time. It's never been seen. It's not on YouTube. It's probably on YouTube now. Never been on YouTube. No one's ever seen it. Knick aficionados, Knick nerds, Knick historians. No one has ever seen this footage. And it's in the movie, and it's pretty shocking. And like I said, the closest thing I could compare it to is the Ron Artest malice at the motherfucking palace when Ron Artest got a drink thrown on of him and went into the crowd and went buck wild. And then Steven Jackson went buck wild. And then fans started fighting players, and players started fighting fans, and fans started fighting fans. It was just a fucking... That shit's probably not on YouTube because they buried that. They want to act like that didn't happen. But it happened. And this didn't involve fans, but it involved, you know, just players getting knocked the shit out of. Willis Reed put them hands on everybody. And one of the things that we had to cut out of the movie is when he went back to the bench, he asked the other Knicks, why didn't you guys help me? And they were like, shit, you didn't need any help. Like, he took care of the whole fucking thing on his own. True story. Got cut out of the film. You know, you make a film, you make a documentary, you got to cut things. It's called Killing Babies, Drowning Puppies. You're in love with it. This is the greatest thing since chopped liver. Oh, we can't cut it. The movie needs it. You got to fucking cut it. You got to cut it. Some filmmaker said you got to hate the film to edit the film. You can't be in love. It can't be precious. You got to take those puppies one at a time and drown them. Drown them. Fucking drown them. If you want to drown them in a bath of wine, drown them in a bath of wine. If you want it, you want it to be like religious, or but you got to get rid of those little fuckers. When you're making a documentary, you can't. Nothing is too precious. So there's so many anecdotes in the making of When the Garden Was Eaten. We had to get rid of. But this footage was so sort of shocking to see, and because it was sports footage and the way it looks and the graphic nature of it in When the Garden Was Eaten, we were trending on Facebook above Ebola. And it was us, the Willis Reed fight footage, Ebola, and then I think ISIS or the Ferguson situation, something, major shit. But there was a moment in time where people were more interested in When the Garden Was Eaten than they were in fucking Ebola. It was crazy. And that's the reason why I make films, folks. You always want to beat the shit out of Ebola whenever you can, literally and figuratively. No, but it's just been cool. So let me see. Let me talk about some of the highlights. I've been doing press, which to most people seems like it's fun, but you know, you do these radio tours where you speak at like 6 a.m. for 4.5 hours to like Joe Schmo, the radio guy out in, you know, I'm in Cincinnati in the backwoods of Cincinnati. And hey, this is Jimmy Dick. I'm calling you. You're calling in the radio show. We're on AM, and sometimes it's not even on AM. It's like on ham radio. But, you know, and I've got to sell the movie, which I wanted to do, but it gets tiring. And although, you know, you're like, well, Mike, you're doing a podcast. You must like to talk. I do like to talk. But at a certain point, fuck. But I did so much. I had a good time. I did all of the First Take, Numbers Never Lie, everybody's podcast for ESPN, the Kopelman podcast, The Moment. I did the Stern wrap-up show. I went in there and broke their fucking balls for a little while about the Fantasy Football League and the shit that they're doing over there. In fantasy football, I saw Fafafui, Jason Kaplan, John Hine, and the rest of the bunch. Or Sir Ronnie, the limousine driver, told me he was going to take me out. That should be fun. Guy's got mutton chops and a handlebar mustache. I'm not going anywhere with you, Ronnie. I'm not going to be seen in public with you. You look fucking nuts. Nah, I like him. He's a good dude. Super cool. He's so super cool that you just want to be like, yo, you look crazy with the mutton chops and the handlebar mustache. But it's just this, I guess that's his thing. But you know, When the Garden Was Eaten, it, just like I said, it's been fun. And I'm gonna sing right now the new theme song. I have total clearance and rights to sing this. I wrote and did the harmony for this song. It's the new theme song that we're gonna play when we're doing giveaways. You ready? Giving away shit. Giving away shit. Giving away shit. I am Rappaport. We give away shit. Yo, are you fucking tripping off that song? Are you bugging out off the giveaway theme song? Giving away shit. Giving away shit. Giving away. Remix. That's the fucking theme song. All right? And we're giving away shit this week. All right? I have When the Garden Was Eaten t-shirts. I'm giving away really soft, really, 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 really comfortable gray When the Garden Was Eaten t-shirts. And all you got to do is answer a few questions. All right? First, the first motherfucking thing you do is you have to tell me Jerry West in the film says what about knowing what is in Will Chamberlain's head? That's number one. That's number one way you can answer the question. You answer that question. Jerry West, who's in When the Garden Was Eaten, says what about what went on in Wilt Chamberlain's head during the 1970 NBA playoffs? You got that? Does that make sense? Jerry West says what about what went on and Wilt Chamberlain said. That's number one. Number two. Here's number two. You can answer this question also. It's not, you don't have to answer all three. If you answer all three questions, you get two fucking When the Garden Was Eaten t-shirts. But I'm giving away five total. But if one person answers all the questions, you get two fucking When the Garden Was Eaten t-shirts. They're gray. They're super fucking soft. They're great t-shirts. Okay? Phil Jackson was giving a dribble limit by the coach of the New York Knicks. Red Holzman gave him a dribble limit. Tell me what the dribble limit was. Okay, I'm going to say it again. What was Phil Jackson's dribble limit by the coach, Red Holzman, of the New York Knicks? That's number two. All right, number three. The third question is this. During the sequence of When the Garden Was Eaten, when the Knicks became stars, I call it the star sequence. They became stars. Not going to make it easy. This is a tougher question. You need to tell me which players were in Sesame Street. We show a photograph of some of the Knick players on Sesame Street. Tell me which players were on Sesame Street. All right, that's number three. And the fourth and final bonus question is this. Okay? All the Knicks players apparently wrote books after they won the championship. All right? We didn't use all the books. I need you to tell me which players' books do we show? You got that? We show some headings for some books. You see the books in the film. Which book titles did we use? That's another bonus question. If you tell me all the book titles that we use during When the Garden Was Eaten, you get two t-shirts. All right? That's a double fucking bonus question. Two fucking t-shirts. Now, before we go any further, I want to make sure we're clear. Don't be thinking if you get all the questions, you get a fucking t-shirt for each question. All right? I did two double bonus questions, and you get two t-shirts. I'm giving away five t-shirts to five different people. But I will give away two t-shirts if you get the double bonus questions correct. Does that make sense? I don't want to get cursed out on Twitter. I don't want anybody sending me dick pics on Instagram saying, fuck you, asshole, suck a dick. I want to make sure we're all clear here. All right? Giving away t-shirts. I have the giving away theme song. And the I Am Rappaport podcast is a worldwide motherfucking phenomenon. But in all seriousness, I appreciate the support. I'm having so much fun doing it. I love that people loved When the Garden Was Eaten. It was a total passion project. And that's it. All right, so answer those questions. The way you are going to know if you are the winner of this week's giveaway is you're going to tweet me at Michael Rappaport, R-A-P-A-P-O-R-T, hashtag I Am Rappaport. Don't forget to hashtag. You have to hashtag I Am Rappaport. One motherfucking P. Okay? It's not R-A-P-P-A-P-O-R-T. It's R-A-P-A-P-O-R-T. Hashtag I Am Rappaport. You're going to leave your answer there. Recap. I'm giving away five t-shirts. The first five people to answer these questions. One question, you get one t-shirt. The two bonus questions, you get two t-shirts. One person cannot get more than two t-shirts total. I want to be real clear on this shit because I want to make sure everybody's happy. I got plenty of t-shirts. Next week, we're giving away t-shirts. I gave away a stupid, sick-ass American Giant hoodie, heavyweight hoodie. It's considered the best hoodie in the world. Look them up. American Giant hoodie. They're fucking heavy. They're thick. They're made in America. They're well made. They're crafted. Great company. Going to do more giveaways with American Giant. I gave that away last week. Guy did the De Niro line of the week. He's getting his American Giant hoodie sweatshirt sent to him. Whatever size he wants. He wants to wear it tight. Wear it tight. If he wants an XXL, it's up to him. But the fucking hoodies are dope. Winter's coming up, and I'm giving away hoodies. Duh. This is the fucking best podcast in the world. I am Michael Rappaport. This is the I Am Rappaport podcast. I love doing it. I can't wait to hear the answers to these questions for the When the Garden Was Eaten t-shirt giveaway. And I'll be back. I'll be back in a few days with some more shit to talk for you guys. All right? Have a great, great, wonderful day. And like I said, I bullshit around, but I genuinely appreciate the support. And we're going to go out with something real smooth, something real nice, and something real funky.